I am glad to be here today. Knowing leaf and concentration is a way to predict nitrogen requirement for maize. This is a way to use nitrogen efficiently. And this is the context of my presentation. My presentation will follow the outline with an introduction, previous research done at the University of Arkansas, objectives, materials and methods, results, and conclusions. In the state of Arkansas, maize is cultivated in a surface area of around 400,000 hectares. Previous research done at different universities have shown that maize responds positively to infertilization. This response is better when fertilizer source, timing of in-application, placement of in-application, and the rates of fertilizer are chosen appropriately. There is a need to increase in use efficiency, which is increasing yields while optimizing in inputs. Spud meter, spectral reflectance of crop leaves, are used to assess leaf in concentration in maize and therefore increase in use efficiency. Leaf color, so the analysis of pictures of the greenness of leaf pictures using dark green color index might be a potential way to estimate leaf in concentration. What is dark green color index, or dark green color index, or the DGCI? In a picture, a picture has RGB values, red, green, blue values. We transform the RGB to hue, saturation, and brightness using special algorithms. We use hue, saturation, and brightness to come up with DGCI values. DGCI values might change due to different lighting conditions. That's why we use color standards of non-DGCI values to correct DGCI and to come up with corrected DGCI. Corrected DGCI ranges from 0 to 1, 0 very yellow, and 1 very green. Previous research have established the relationship between DGCI and leaf in concentration. In this graph, DGCI is represented in the y-axis, while leaf in concentration is represented in the x-axis. There is a strong linear relationship between the DGCI values and leaf in concentration. Based on this technology developed by the camera method to estimate the DGCI values, Spectrum Technology have adopted the same algorithms and have established an app called Green Index Plus app to estimate the DGCI values and therefore leaf in concentration. But there are many ways in which the app method differs from the camera method. The first difference is in the leaf size. The camera method takes the pictures of the whole leaf, while the app method takes the picture of only a portion of the leaf. According to the software package, the camera method uses a special software called SigmaScan Pro, while the app uses its own software. For the internal standards, the camera method uses its own internal standard, and same thing for the app method. And the internal standards, the DGCI values of the internal standards might be equal to the DGCI values of the X-ray paper standards. The objectives of my study is to determine if the DGCI values made by the app agree with values determined by the camera method, and to determine the sources leading to the discrepancies if the DGCI values of the app differ from the values made using the camera method. We have conducted a study in 2013 with treatment ranging from 0 to 324 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and leaf nitrogen and DGCI values data were collected. And the objective, as I said, is to compare the camera method with app method. Of the DGCI measurements method were done in the field and in the laboratory using an iPhone app, and the same leaves were collected and used also to take pictures using the camera method with a camera of Canon type. This table represents the relationship between camera DGCI versus leaf in concentration, up in the lab DGCI versus leaf in concentration, and up in the field DGCI versus leaf in concentration. For the slopes in the camera, it's equal to 0.18. The up in the lab, 0.07. And the up in the field, 0.09. The slopes are different from each other. But if you look here, the up in the lab and the up in the field, even though the slopes are different, but they remain close to each other. The same story for the intercept. According to the variability, the R-square is equal to 0.85 in the camera. The variability tends to increase with an R-square equal to 0.67 in the app in the lab. And the variability becomes greater in the app in the field with an R-square of 0.44. This is to conclude that the app method is working differently than the camera method. So the second objective is to determine why. That's why you put the following hypothesis. The first hypothesis, the app software is working differently than the software of the camera method. The color standards are different from the camera method and the camera method, the app method, and the X-ray standards. And leaf in concentration is not constant within maize leaf blade. To respond to the first hypothesis, which is the app and the camera software work the same, we have bought 12 sticks from the store and we were painting them with different latex paint to create different colors ranging from light yellow to dark green. And we took pictures using the app method. And the pictures that we took using the app method were processed for DGCI values using the app software and the camera software. So here, I want to stress the point that we used only the app to take pictures, but we processed them using the app software and the camera software, SigmaScan software. This table represents the relationship between DGCI values of the app software versus DGCI values of the camera software. The slope is equal to 1.01. The intercept, like you see, 1.01, the intercept minus 0.01, and the R-square 0.99. This is to conclude that the app method software is working the same as the camera method software. The second question, are color standards different from each other? We calculated color standards of app method. Colors DGCI values of colors of color standards of the camera method and DGCI values of color standards of the X-ray paper. This graph, we have here DGCI in the y-axis and the camera standards, the app standards, and the X-ray standards for the green desks, and the camera standards and the app standards and the X-ray standards for the yellow desks. So the DGCI value of the green disks of the camera standards and the app standards are different from DGCI value of X-ray standards. Even though this difference is not significant, but influence on DGCI output of the camera and the app method. And the same story for the yellow disks of the camera standards, the app standards, and the X-ray standards. And these new values that we got here, we call them new standards. So we used again the new standards in calculating the DGCI values of the stakes. But this time we took pictures using the camera and the app. But always the pictures of the app we will process them using in this particular experiment. We process the pictures of the app using Sigma Scan software or the camera software. When we use the old sensors, the slope was 1.18. With the new sensors, the slope decreased to become 1.02. The intercept remained the same, and the variability remained the same. The R square is equal to 0.99. So the conclusion here, new sensors correct the error between the camera and the app method when we use sticks. So now, are the new sensors able to correct for differences, but this time for maize leaves? So we conducted a study in 2014 with treatment ranging from 0 to 324 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and the DCI measured with the camera and the app using the old and the new sensors. This table represents the relationship. This table represents the relationship between the camera DGCI and app DGCI. When you use the old sensors, the slope was 0.85. With the new sensors, 1.24. The intercept increased from the old sensor to the new sensors from 0.04 to 0.08, and the R square decreased from 0.94 to 0.87. The conclusion here, new sensors did not correct the error between the camera and the app when we used maize leaves. So the question here, why? Maybe because leaf in concentration is not consistent within a maize leaf. We randomly collected maize leaves. Each section, we cut maize leaves from basal, medial, and apical, and each section were analyzed with leaf in concentration. And we see that the concentration is different from the basal, the medial, and the apical of each section of the leaf. And the concentration is increasing from the basal to the apical of the leaf. This is to say that leaf in concentration is not consistent within a maize leaf. So, as conclusions, the app method software is working the same as the camera method software. The color sensors of camera method and the app method did not match with the DCI values of X-ray sensors. New sensors did not correct the error between the camera and the app, and leaf in concentration is not constant within maize leaf blade. Thank you for your attention. And if you have any questions, you are welcome.